next guest is Aaron Cannon. He is the co-founder and chief executive officer for Clear Harbor Asset Management in New York City. You can find him on Twitter at Aaron Cannon. It's K-E-N-N-O-N. Well, stocks are up. Consumer confidence is up. Aaron Cannon, are you up as well?
Or do you have mixed emotions? See, you're supposed to do the song thing.
Yeah. Oh, really? I didn't recognize the song.
Oh, mixed emotions.
I'm too young for that sort of thing. It's not my... Well, yeah. It's not my era.
You took the words right out of my mouth, Tim. I actually do have mixed emotions as it pertains to the global economy. If you look at the U.S., of course, the trends have been very positive, but quite mixed across the board internationally. When you look at industrial production in Europe trending downward, when you look at China fighting their concern about deceleration in exports with currency depreciation, things are quite uncertain abroad. But the picture here in the U.S. is quite strong, both from a growth perspective and an earnings perspective. It looks like we're going to probably trend well over 20% annualized EPS growth again this quarter. It was over 20% last quarter. And so, there's certainly reasons to be positive. We think year-over-year growth could be in excess of 3% this year, which is something that we haven't seen for a long time. And since the Great Recession average is about 2.2%, it's certainly an above-trend data point that we should all welcome.
Well, Aaron, let's say that someone called you and they had new money to invest. You don't have to invest it all at once, but what would you recommend they do?
Well, go back to the plan that we put in place with a client. Each client has a different set of risk tolerances, goals, objectives. And the question is whether or not they're approaching some of those points in their life where an alteration of their asset allocation makes sense.
I'm going to make it easier for you. Let's say there's a 3-year time horizon. There are no big expenses that have to be met within the next 3 to 5 years.
And stick then, to the plan.
What's the plan?
So if someone's asset allocation, for example, is 60% allocated to equities across the U.S. and international markets, and they were allocating another $100,000 in their million-dollar portfolio, today we would allocate 60% to the equity markets. We don't know what tomorrow holds. In fact, we have some confidence just looking at valuations that things are not too scary. The forward multiples in the U.S. are at 16 times. That's the 25-year historical average. The forward multiple during the recession, just prior to the recession of 2000, and then the Great Recession in 2007, closer to 24 times. And so we're about a third cheaper than at those points in the marketplace. So certainly, to your point, Pim, people fear recessions. They're worried that their portfolios could get sort of blown out of the water if we enter one, let's say, in 2019. But we're at a cheaper point in the market here, even if the cycle is sort of long in the tooth.
I think Pim was upset, Aaron, because you implied that he's old. And he needs to have less stock in his portfolio.
He doesn't have to imply it. He knows it.
Last time I saw Pim in the studio, he looked great.
Yeah, he does. He looks much younger than the 80 years old that if you took a chainsaw and counted his rings.
Thank you.
Regular listeners of Bloomberg Radio, Aaron, know that I am a pessimist. And I'm going to give you a couple of numbers here, and you're going to tell me your reaction if you have mixed emotions or you're still up.
Okay. All right, shoot.
All right. National debt is going to be up $1.3 trillion. U.S. budget deficit is up 22%. And this is in a time of just about full employment. And federal debt to GDP is 105%. Does that make you pause?
Great. So, Bob, I think that's the other side of what I was alluding to when I agree with the mixed emotions intro song, which is there are some concerns. The Fed is tightening. There's sort of fading fiscal policy, and our federal debt as a share of GDP is rising. And so we ought to, make sure that we're looking at the glass the right way. We also worry about the labor picture in the United States. 3.9% unemployment trending down perhaps below 3% in 2019, the lowest in maybe 65, 70 years. Growth could be stymied by just a lack of labor in our overall economy. I'm not too concerned about the overall debt picture specific to your question, principally because at a congressional level, we can pull some levers to allay those fears. Greece, for example, not only were they not in control of their central bank destiny, but they didn't have as many levers as we have today to pull. We have things that we can't touch politically, but if we had to, we could. And I think that the picture of our debt profile could change in a positive fashion if it really had to.
Okay,
it's important for us to keep that in mind.
Aaron, let's say you meet a potential investor and you sense that they are living with this great shadow of the Great Recession, and as a result, they are really gun shy when it comes to investing money in the stock market. How do you have the conversation?
Well, that's a great question, and first of all, you know, sort of the idea that the market's been climbing the wall of worry. How do we there are always risks in the market. We do go back to the empirical data, Pam, which is over five-year cycles, equities outperform fixed income outperforms cash. But in the near term, to your point, there are various clients with different levels of risk tolerance. And oftentimes what we find here at Clear Harbor is that that risk tolerance is not predicated on their wealth. It's predicated on how they are personally hardwired based on their life experience and also where they are in their life. So it's really important for us to hone in on that exact question when we sit down with a client for the first time, because what we've noticed is if we go down the path of saying, well, owning 100% equity portfolio all the time is in your best interest, yet they pick up the phone in the midst of a market correction and need to sell equity securities because they can't sleep well at night, it would have been better off statistically for them to have owned, let's say, a 60-40 portfolio, lower equity exposure, by taking lower risk and sleeping better at night. So it's really an insight-gathering, data-gathering process that we then present to them in the form of a conversation and various sort of models that we put together here at the firm.
Aaron, we only have a minute left, so I'm going to give you a complicated question, but you're going to answer it really shortly and simply.
Okay.
Okay. How much is China going to be hurt by tariffs that the U.S. has imposed?
Well, I mean, clearly China's a huge exporter, and we're a huge importer. We have a trade deficit. They have a trade surplus. So it's tough to make the argument that at the end of the day, China can win in this policy. I'm not making the case that this approach is the right approach. In fact, I believe that the U.S. could have approached the whole trade dispute in a very different format, which is prioritizing what we're trying to achieve. The Chinese have broken World Trade Organization rules since they've joined. They're stealing our intellectual property. Let's focus on that. Let's get our international allies to help us with that. Let's not upset them. So I think China loses net-net, but we could still approach it in a better way.
Great stuff, Aaron Kennan, CEO of Clean Harbor Asset Management. You're listening to Bloomberg Radio.